Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, I'm talking about what's happening to Central Asians in the Russian Federation since that Crocus City Hall attack of a few days ago. So that concert in Moscow, four men burst in and they shot dead about 140 people, up to 360 more are injured. And the astonishing thing is there were armed guards with submachine guns in Crocus City Hall who didn't do anything for ages, and the attackers got clean away. And the police said nobody came for quite a long time. Is this stupidity or is this treason, as Pavel Molyukov said in a different situation in 1916? Because there's some suspicion, did Putin actually want this to happen? Because why was the security response so poor? Were they just afraid and they cowered under their desks rather than save people as they're supposed to do? But anyway, four suspects have been arrested for that, all Tajik. And several more supposed accomplices, again, all Tajik, have no idea of their guilt or innocence. I presume their innocence. So the trial will come. Of course, it'll be a complete show trial. It'll be farcical. There is superficial evidence that they have been certainly abused, if not actually tortured in custody, which would be absolutely standard in Russia for people arrested on suspicion of terrorism. So state terror is really ubiquitous in Russia. As it is in Ukraine now, Russian state terror. Anyway, so it was very unfortunate for the poor people who got killed in the attack, some of whom would have been Central Asians themselves. And indeed, there was, I think, a Kurgis boy who helped save lots of people by opening some emergency to let them out. But anyway, racist elements in Russia are going to exploit this attack to the max to ramp up xenophobia against guest workers. So people from former Soviet countries, the less affluent ones, they tend to go to Russia. They can work for a year, go home to renew their visa, then return to Russia to work on. And they often do the nastier jobs. But some of them are doctors, accountants, and so on. But often they are cleaners, whatever, construction workers, waiters, waitresses, if they're lucky. And if you go into a fairly smart restaurant in Moscow, you're often greeted by a gorgeous young lady in a cocktail dress, even if it's morning time, and she will invariably be a white Russian. There's often even some sort of pigmentocracy, a racial pecking order, and I'm afraid to say they often have people who are visibly ethnic minorities quite low down the totem pole. Remember, Russia's got indigenous ethnic minorities. Russia started sort of in the Kiev Moscow area and conquered further and further to the east and to the south. So, but that's why people part of the Russian Federation are not ethnically Russians, Yakuts, Chechens, Ingushetians, Dagestanis, Kalmyks, Tuvans, Chukchi people, Bosh, Kyrgyz, Tatars, and so forth. And some of them, you can tell instantly, they're not indigenous Russian. And sometimes they face racialism, even though they're born citizens of Russia, even though their Russian is their first language, their only language in many cases, and so on. Some of them could be mistaken from people who are citizens of Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan. Relatively few Kazakhs moved to Russia since it's the most affluent Central Asian state because it's got so much oil and gas, as well as coal, precious metals, non-precious metals, uranium, and so forth. So Uzbekistan is the biggest population in Central Asia, 32 million people. And I knew some Uzbeks who worked there. Remember, a woman who's been an ombudsman in Uzbekistan, worked in Moscow, said it was a very dangerous city, didn't want to be there. Or I knew an Uzbek accountant who worked in construction in Moscow, and again, preferred to be a waiter in the UAE. Why on earth would an accountant work as a waiter? This guy spoke three languages. I suppose because the salary is often just so abysmal in Uzbekistan. So it's grossly inequitable society. So Russia needs these guest workers, despite racist bile towards them. And I know there's an anti-immigrant sentiment everywhere, but frank racism is quite widespread there, and often sometimes really vicious. Now, I don't have any data at my fingertips, but anecdotally, this has been a spike in physical attacks on Central Asians in Russia. Mercifully, nobody's been murdered. People say we need to restrict these people coming in, or we don't want to go by taxi if the taxi driver is a Central Asian, and quite often they are. I mean, taking taxis and two taxis in Moscow almost every day for a couple of years, and it was very rare to have a guy who was indigenous Russian at the wheel. I never had a female taxi driver. What else is going on? But Russia needs these people because it was labor shortages, which obviously getting critical. Their population is cratering. Putin's managed to get 100,000 of his young men killed in Ukraine. And obviously another couple hundred thousand have left the country. So they're making it worse for himself. And they got this this shrinking population due to the very low birth rate, fertility rate. But Putin also likes the way that Central Asian countries need to send up guest workers, gives them some leverage over them. If you don't play ball with me, I'll close the border. And you really know those remittances, particularly Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan, these poverty-stricken mountainous former Soviet republics. Tajikistan is certainly just ruled by one family, by Emomali Rahmon, who's been there since almost just after the Soviet era, who is a tyrant. And, you know, him and his coterie, they have virtually all the wealth. And so that means that once his cronies are finished, there's almost nothing left for like 90% of the population. And there's a very small middle class. So these people are forced to seek work abroad. Some of them going to China, going to the Middle East for better wages, less racism, even to Kazakhstan, even though the wages are considerably lower. There also is cost of living. And to get people to go to inhospitable remote regions, they often rely on Central Asian workers to clear the snow, to sweep the streets, to do whatever. And sometimes pressurizing them to join the Russian army is very difficult for them to get citizenship. They can do it maybe after 10 years. So they very rarely do that. Anyway, but I don't see this is going to change. But Russia is going to need these people ever more. So this the relationship of dependency is continuing. But as they go to work abroad more, then he's going to have less control of them and actually not enough laborers, which he desperately needs to fill various gaps in the labor market. I remember people would sometimes frankly advertise, you know, Slavs only. You can't rent a flat here if you're not ethnically Slavic, which means ethnically Russian or Belarusian or even Ukrainian in those days. Remember, some Ukrainians, even ethnic Ukrainians, might regard themselves as a kind of Russian. There are not many, that many of those who do. The Ukrainians who regard themselves as Russian are often ethnically Russian. I know it's rather blurred who's ethnically Russian, who's ethnically Ukrainian. And the Cossacks, are they a separate ethnic group or not? That indeed is debatable. If you're Serbian or something, they might accept you. And remember, there are also whites in northern Russian, like Russia, like Udmurtia, who are indigenous ethnic minorities as well. Very few people are Russian through and through. Often someone who's native Russian, you'll find they have like, they're like 1/8 Polish or 1/8 Tatar or something like that. The Tatars being the largest indigenous ethnic minority in Russia, over 2% of the population, obviously concentrated in Tatarstan. But their identity is under attack. They're being deracinated. Putin wants to lobotomize the indigenous ethnic minorities and taking away Tatar as a compulsory language in their schools. There are even rumors that he might try and abolish these autonomous republics. They've had the title president taken away from them, but will they just redraw the boundaries so there is no distinct entity, Tatarstan or Bashkiristan? The Soviets drew the boundaries of these places so that the indigenous ethnic minority for whom they're supposed to be a homeland is barely a majority many times. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodle pip, everyone, and happy Easter to you all.